This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Coming up, we'll hear from Minnesotans and their reactions to Lieutenant Governor-elect Peggy Flanagan's historical election. And a new play by a Navajo playwright makes its world premiere in the Twin Cities. Here's reporter Leah Lim with these stories.
The 2018 midterm election had many firsts throughout the country and Indian country. Two Native women, Cherise Davids of Kansas and Deborah Holland of New Mexico, have been elected to Congress. And in our own state, Lieutenant Governor-elect Peggy Flanagan, citizen of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, will be the next Lieutenant Governor. She is the first Native woman to be elected to a statewide executive office in United States history. I spoke with Kayla and Wase Abed in their home in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, about the election and specifically what Peggy Flanagan's new role means to them.
Women have always been leaders in our communities from time immemorial, from our creation stories until now. It's exciting to see someone like Peggy, who has a knowledge of what it's like to grow up as a Native person, in this position.
Kayla's husband, Wase, also had thoughts as he held their three-month-old daughter in his arms.
And I think it's a great thing that we have Native Americans getting into positions now, especially a woman. I'm all for empowering women and uplifting my wife and my daughter.
I also traveled over to Old Central School in the heart of Grand Rapids and spoke with artist Leah Yellowbird.
It's really, really exciting. And I hope that we can do something with the Native population here in Minnesota and really advance on what we have to offer.
She then showed me a piece of her artwork that was hanging in the studio that she made for missing and murdered Indigenous women. It took a moment to look beyond the floral designs and intricate beadwork and quillwork to see faces and red handprints. Although the artwork was beautiful, for me, it also carried a sadness below the surface. Leah described Peggy Flanagan's new role as a new opportunity to reveal more issues that Native people face in an honest manner.
Right, let's just talk pretty. And that's kind of what it's like being marginalized. Let's just don't talk about it, let's just talk pretty. But there's so many underlying things. Maybe this lady will find those things, you know, and bring them to the surface. That lady's a warrior.
She then put her finger to my jacket.
We are warriors.
The Minnesota Constitution lays out the official role of Lieutenant Governor as to simply take over as governor in case of a vacancy for whatever cause. State statutes, though, include prescribed duties, such as any function delegated by the governor. From chatting with others, it's clear that Peggy Flanagan has already begun her work as a point of hope and inspiration. Here's Peggy Flanagan on election night.
I want every young person in Minnesota tonight to know, black, white, brown, or Indigenous, that you can grow up and you can lead this state.
Next, New Native Theater is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a season full of new and classic plays, including the world premiere of the play Red Running Into Water, which is now touring in the Twin Cities. The play follows Nana Black Rock, a young Navajo woman, and the women in her play, whose clan is Red Running Into Water. Blossom Johnson is the playwright. She is currently a Master of Fine Arts candidate in dramaturgy at Columbia University in New York City, and has worked with New Native Theater in the past, including the theater's 10-Minute Play Festival.
I never saw so many stories that I related to, and I think it sort of like turned a switch on and gave me a little bit of hope for theater and Native stories and just like promoting like Native voices. New Native Theater does work with the Native community, and that's something I've always wanted to do, is connect my plays with like a Native audience.
The play explores issues such as sexual assault and land rights. There is a trigger warning on the event's description. The play runs through Sunday, November 18th, and takes place at various locations throughout Minneapolis and St. Paul. More information can be found at newnativetheater.org. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.